Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page, talking to two members of the Knoxville girls track and field team, Avery Pelong and Callie Landis. And well, Avery, I will start with you. The throwing events, so far so good this year. What's your take on that?
It's been really good. Last year I got to watch Sierra a lot, and honestly, that was a lot of inspiration. And then I was just like, okay, I got to step up and take that position. So I'm trying my hardest, and so far it's going pretty well.
How much did Sierra Heffron help you? Because she's now up at Northern Iowa at the Division I level. You got to watch her for the last few years.
Yeah. It's been really nice. Last year, like, we'd be in practice, she'd, like, correct me and everything. And, like, hopefully someday I'll be at her level. But, yeah, it was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
And Callie, your events tonight, as we're talking to both of you after the Panther relays. Oh, first of all, fun to run at home, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
What's just talk about your events, how you thought you did in all of them.
First time I ran like 100 meter hurdles and the shuttle hurdles, so it was fun. I feel like I did pretty good with it. I mean, for the first time running, and a lot better than practice and how I thought I was going to go into it. And I haven't really run any fours this year, so it was just like trial and error for this meet, I guess. It went okay.
I was watching you and Coach Blavik talk after your shuttle hurdle, and he thought you did so well that you might have gotten yourself into more hurdle races.
Oh, yeah, we only have four hurdlers, so I'm stuck in the shuttle hurdle.
And I kind of was joking around with you in your next race. I think it was one of the four bys or whatever, whatever your next race was. But I said, hey, it's easier. There's no hurdles. But you kind of looked at me like, no, it's not.
No, that's a four. I'd rather run 100-meter hurdles over a 400.
What is the discipline in the hurdles? I know, you know, it's bad enough you got to run 100 meters, but then you got to jump a hurdle every 10.
I don't know. I kind of like it. It's like a challenge, an obstacle as you're going. You can think about something as you're running it and not just like look straight forward and be like, it's so far away. Look at the girls in front of you and use that to help propel you.
Avery, let's go back to you. You know, looking towards the next couple of weeks, and you got conference coming up, state qualifier. I bet the goals are pretty high for you to get some medals and maybe get to the blue oval.
Yep. So we were talking today about distances I have to meet until just to qualify for state, or like the average. And I think I'm pretty positive if I work hard enough, I'll get there. And but yeah, it's just motivation. Just gotta do it.
Do you know who your competition might be in the conference, or are you just saying I'm just gonna do my thing and whatever happens happens?
Yeah, so on Bound I was looking, and I was ranked first in the conference at first, but then Ella Ray from Eddyville, she came up and she beat me. So, but she'll be my competition, and I'll have something to push myself towards.
Again, we're talking to Avery Pelong and Callie Landis, two members of the Knoxville girls track and field squad. Now, Callie, you know, I've said your last name twice. A lot of race fans in this town will recognize that your dad, former full-time sprint car driver, you're the human sprint car, I guess, of the family, are you?
Oh, yeah, I try to be. No one else in my family has run track, so go out there. Since he won't let me race, this is what I got to do.
He won't let you race? He won't let you get into the car?
Not to race it.
Oh, man.
It's expensive.
Now, another sport you did this past winter was wrestling. And when I went out to the inter-squad scrimmage, I saw you like, Callie Landis, wrestling. But you tried it, and you had a pretty solid season.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. Serenity convinced me to go out. I was very nervous, never really tried a new sport since middle school. And I really enjoyed it and pushed me and did a lot of good for me. So.
Serenity can be very convincing when she wants to be.
Yes, she can, and she was my wrestling partner. She pushed me hard.
Well, let's look to the future for you as far as track and field. What are some goals you want to accomplish, especially in those hurdle races, which looks like you're one of the main ones now?
Yeah, I want to improve my form in hurdles and try to just get faster and have a better mindset. I was very nervous going into today, so hopefully I can do that.
All right, Callie Landis, Avery Pelong, best of luck the rest of the season, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.